B-Maz and Beamer. B-Maz off today. Joe Beamer with you for the next hour. And what a warm day it already is. I can feel the sun in our studios on my back, and it's a great feeling, you know? And this is the time of year, right, where, you know, I come into work at 4:30. I had a winter jacket on this morning because it was in the low 30s. I believe I won't have that on when I get to my car, and when I get home, I think shorts are coming on. We're starting to get to shorts and hoodie season. My favorite time of year, by the way. But you know, beautiful day outside. The Bisons are playing, not today, but the Bisons are back in action. The sun's out. Beautiful, beautiful start to spring here in Buffalo and to Dingus Day here in Buffalo. Now, I wish Brian was here because I know he would have a field day with what I'm about to say. But our air conditioning came on last night. Yes, the air conditioning at the Beamer apartment on and running. And I'll explain why. The sun shines in our apartment all day. All day. We get the sun in our apartment and it heats everything up. And the main room and our bedroom, both in the direct line of the sun. So for a majority of the day, you've got the sun just baking our apartment. And we got home last night, and it was 72 degrees. And I'm sorry, I can't sleep at 72 degrees. I just can't do it. There's a lot of things I will do in the name of cheapness. There are a lot of things I will do to save money. Cutting the air conditioning is not one of them. I have to be cool to be able to fall asleep. And I already have a problem there. So we got home, we turned on the AC, we turned on the fans, and we cooled the apartment down. Felt great. Slept with no problem last night. I was asleep before 10 o'clock last night, right, in a nice, cool apartment. And I'm wondering if anyone else is in that category that, you know, you realize that April 10th, it's in Buffalo, is ridiculous to turn the AC on, but just because of the way the sun shines into your house, you decided to maybe flip it on for a few hours and cool things down. Is anyone else in that category? I know Brian would love it. Brian would just, he'd either be just staring at me or laughing about that. I'm sure it'll come up tomorrow in the beginning of the show. But yeah, the air conditioning was on. And let me tell you this, the air conditioning will probably go on again because I'm feeling the warmth of this sun right now in a studio that's known for being cold. And I'm warm. So I can just imagine what my apartment's going to be like after a day of sunshine. But it is great for those of you that will be going and celebrating Dingus Day. That is today. You've got the numerous celebrations throughout Western New York. I know of the, obviously, the huge parade in the city. And then you've got also the North Tonawanda Parade. So wherever it is that you are celebrating Dingus Day, hopefully you're doing so responsibly, right? That's always my my thing. Hey, have fun. You only live once, right? YOLO. Live it up every chance you can, but just be smart. Be responsible, be smart. Make sure you have a ride home because we want you here tomorrow. Now, this is the thing I don't understand, and I'm hoping someone could explain this to me. So many people taking today off, right? Today, because it's Dingus Day, they're taking today off. But if I'm to understand Dingus Day, a lot of Dingus Day is like St. Patrick's Day, right? It has to do with adult beverages, right? A lot of people enjoy Dingus Day by having an adult beverage, a few adult beverages. With that in mind, wouldn't it be smart to take tomorrow off? Wouldn't tomorrow be the day you take off instead of Dingus Day itself? Maybe I just have a different view of Dingus Day and my celebrations have been a little different. But I would think that, all right, you know, go to work today, maybe take a half day, sneak out early, and then, you know, make sure Lumberg doesn't see you while you're walking out, sneak out early, enjoy Dingus Day, and call in sick tomorrow. No, that's not the way. It's not the way people are doing it. They're taking today off, and a lot of schools are off as well, right? The Monday after Easter. So hopefully everyone's enjoying their sleeping in and whatever it is they're doing for Dingus Day. Do you have a different way of celebrating it? I'd like to see that on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Do you have a family tradition? Maybe you meet up with family on Dingus Day, right? And maybe it is at one of the parades or at one of the gatherings. But for you, Dingus Day is about seeing members of your family. We'll take how you celebrate Dingus Day, 803-0930, star 930 on the phone and also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We'll take those calls throughout the hour. But I want to get to something that I'm very passionate about, okay? And I've talked about this numerous times, and obviously I have a bias when I talk about this because for, how old am I, 34? So for 18 years of my life, I have, 16 years of my life, I have worked a job that makes money off tips, I guess is a better way to put it. And no, it's been actually longer than that because I used to deliver newspapers and people would tip their paper boy back in the day. So I've worked in a line that a majority of the money you make is off tips for a while, okay? And, you know, this will come up and I will find an excuse to talk about it. And I know I've talked about it a lot. There's people probably yelling at the radio right now. Just the fact that I'm on the radio, people are yelling at the radios. But you're probably saying, Joe, you've done this topic before. And that's true. But this has been brought up about protocol and how to tip and who to tip. Right? That's always the big question. Because nowadays, and I will tell you, as someone who, you know, still has a part-time job that is based on tips, I get annoyed at certain jobs asking for tips, and maybe I shouldn't. But it seems anything you do now, they swivel that pad around and it's asking for a tip. Now, certain jobs, yes, right? You go out to dinner, you go out to lunch, you usually tip the waiter or the waitress, right? You go to Jim's Steakout, you might throw a dollar or two in the tip jar. But when did we start tipping the people that open your can of beer? I can open the beer. Like, even now, you go to the arena and they have that convenience store set up at the arena. You know what I'm talking about? And you grab it yourself out of the cooler, walk it to the counter, and then they're asking you for a tip. I did all the work. I got the beer. I put my card in the machine. I did all, what am I tipping you for? You know what I mean? I think that's a pretty fair question. What am I tipping you for? I literally did everything. Now, some people get upset at being asked for a tip at a pizzeria, right? The person at the counter, but at least they're going and getting your order. I still don't know if I agree with, you know, if the person at the counter needs a tip, you know, as much as the pizza delivery driver, but at least they did something, right? They had to go check on your order. Maybe they had to go get it off the oven because you were running late, or they had to turn and look through the orders and find yours. At least they did something. Starbucks, people complain about Starbucks asking for tips. They did something. They at least put the coffee in the cup. At the concession stands, where you have the cooler sitting there, you've literally done. At a Bills game this year, I asked, and you know, I wasn't trying to be rude. I just asked, "What am I tipping you for?" And the person laughed and said, "Oh, don't you know? I don't know why that's even on there." All right, good. I'm glad I didn't ask the person that might have been offended by that. But I do wonder that. I think it gives tipping a bad name, right? It gives tipping a bad look. Because this is saying, hey, tip us because we're here. And I don't think that's the case at all. But you do have people that are just extremely cheap. And this is coming from the king of cheapness. But you have some people who are just extremely cheap. And you know, this is always my argument, okay? Because as you know, I as a second job, I deliver groceries. I deliver food, right? Whatever people want delivered to their house or office, I will be there with it. And you know, for that, I have to, for some of these orders, most of these orders, I go into the building, right? I shop your order, bag your order, and drive it to you. Now, on the food deliveries, I have to go in there, I have to grab it, wait for it maybe, and then use my car to drive it to you and walk it to your door. And I will be amazed. And you know, these app services now, they've done a great job of grouping orders together. So if you want the big money order, you're going to get a crap order. Can I say crap on the air? I hope so. You're going to get a crap order tagged on with it. Prime example, Saturday. Saturday was a great day if you're on Instacart. I went and did two shops, right? Both sizable. Not overly big, but both over 20 items, okay? And it was a big payout, So, you know, I'm very happy. I cannot wait to go take this. I shop the order, go through the line, have a nice conversation with the cashier to go back on something we talked about a few weeks ago, and put the groceries in my car, drive to the two deliveries, and then after, it shows you what you made per delivery. Now, remember, both orders had around the same number of items. Both orders were like a half a mile away from each other, and they were in East Amherst, if location matters at all, which it doesn't. One person tipped $30. The other person tipped zero. For the same effort, right? I had to walk through the store and shop both of them. I had to get in my car and drive both of them. And I just never understood, if you didn't want to tip, right? And believe me, I am the most cheap person I know, and I will go pick up anything, right? If I'm getting food takeout, I'm going to go pick it up. But if you're going through all this, you're paying someone to go and shop the order for you and deliver it to you, I just don't get the thinking of, I'm not going to leave a tip. It's the same people, by the way, that will complain and say, what's taking my order so long? I can't believe that no one's taking my order. Well, maybe it's because someone saw $12 for a 40-item shop pop up and say, no, thank you. I had this weekend, someone ordered 19 items and I made over $50 on the order. So it's interesting to me. I'll understand the person that doesn't want to put money in the tip jar, right? I'll understand the person that doesn't want to tip at Starbucks. I'll understand the person that doesn't want to tip at the concession stands, because believe me, I agree with you. But the person that's against tipping for a service being done, right? For goods being driven to their house. And, you know, there was an article over the weekend, and it talked about how this might be just the depersonalization of ordering on apps like this. Because before the pandemic, right? I mean, and that's how we're kind of judging time now, BP, before the pandemic. There was this, you know, you would have to go up to the door. Hi, how you doing? Here's your and you would have to have a conversation, an interaction with people. Now, hey, leave it at my door. And you'll see people. You'll see people sneaking, you know, peeking around their window, waiting for you to drop the order off and leave. Because, God forbid, we have a conversation with the person who brought me my groceries. And, you know, I hadn't thought of it. It's funny, because I was going to talk about tipping today, and then Tim Wenger sent a list of topics, and this was one of them, with this article. And it's so interesting because it's true. Almost nobody now wants the order actually dropped off to them. Everyone's, oh, leave it at my door. There are people who even have bins set up next to their door with lids on it. Could you put my groceries in this bin? Or can you put my lunch in this bin? So anti-seeing everybody. And I wonder, well, does that have something to do with less tipping. And it makes sense because of the reality of 2023. But it also doesn't. Just because you didn't look me in the eye, just because you didn't say hi to me, doesn't mean you don't know everything I just bought for you, right? You went through the app and ordered all the stuff you were doing, you were looking for, right? I imagine you know that someone had to go and purchase those things and bag those things. And your whole point was to avoid the grocery store, which is great. I'm glad when people do it. It puts money in my pocket. Thank you very much. But the decision to put $0 in the tip bar, that is something I'll never understand. You know, the decision to go out. Now, I understand people will deduct the tip when they're out to dinner if it was bad service, right? And that's probably how it should be. I go in with a tip in mind, and I very rarely will take away from that tip. But there are people who will take away for bad service. At least there's an excuse. Oh, it was bad service. Okay. And, you know, when I see that there's no tip at an order, I always think, well, maybe they'll see this service I did and they'll add a tip after they bring their groceries in. That very rarely happens. That very rarely happens. And I realize times are tough, right? That's what people will always say, because I'll have this conversation in group settings, right? Oh, Joe, times are tough. You don't understand inflation. Oh, believe me, I do understand. Why do you think I'm working a second job? I understand inflation very much. But again, we have to cut things, right? We talked about this a few weeks ago when I was filling in for Tom. You know, yeah, inflation's hit us. I cut streaming services. I reduced packages when it comes to subscription packages. I threatened to cancel at a certain fitness place and got a discount. We do all that stuff. But if money's the issue, if inflation's the issue, then go and shop your own groceries. Make dinner at home, right? So I'll never understand that as an excuse. Because if your excuse is, well, times are tough, well, this is a luxury. Getting food delivered to you is a luxury, right? Getting your groceries shopped for you and delivered to you is a luxury. Going out to dinner and having someone wait on you is a luxury. Most of us in the real world have had to cut our luxuries, right? I talk about this all the time. Pizza night used to be every Friday. Now it's every other Friday, right? We have to cut certain luxuries. And I have to say, over the weekend, holiday weekend, most people were in a very festive mood. The tips were great. But I just don't understand the person who is ordering a service. It's not a necessity. It's a service. And leaves that tip bar absolutely blank. They know what their groceries cost. They had to pay for it. So I don't get that. I've never understood that. You know, like I said, I've worked for tips since I was delivering papers as a young Joe Beamer delivering papers around Amherst. So maybe I have a bias. But tipping is clearly down because you see stories like this on a regular basis. So it's not just me that's experiencing this. I don't do it as a full-time job. I might do it 20 hours a week, if that. You know, thankfully with this job, I have my entire afternoons open. I have to find something to do. But for those that it is a full-time job, what are you noticing out there? Are you noticing tips less? And are you the person that does leave the tip bar at $0? I'm not going to ask you to call in to shame you. I'm just explain why on a delivery you leave the tip $0. Again, the concession stands at the arena and at the stadium, you're not going to get pushback from me. I went, I picked out my beer, I put in my credit card. All you did was open it up for me. I don't think that's a tip. I don't think that's a tip-worthy field. What are other non-tip-worthy fields that you are now being asked to tip for? And what is that one service that every time they come over and fix something, or you go, you ask yourself, should I be tipping this? Have you ever had that? I had that with AAA. Should I be tipping this? And you know what I do when I have that question? I usually leave a tip. Because it's awkward if I'm asking myself, should I be tipping this? And that person is expecting a tip. I'll just feel very awkward walking away without handing anything. So usually, if I ask the question, should I be tipping this? I'll tip it, right? Like, when people move your furniture in, when you buy furniture and they move it in, you're supposed to tip those guys, right? That's a tip-worthy job. Am I right? I'll tell you that story from about 2 years ago when we come back. It's BMAZ and Beamer. Joe Beamer with you. Brian Mazurowski off today. Asking for your phone calls, 803-0930, star 930. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Your tipping stories. Why you do tip, why you don't tip. Jobs that annoy you that they're asking for a tip. And what's that job that you always ask? Should I be tipping this or should I not be? On WBEN. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is just Joe with you. Sorry. Brian is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. We're going to get to the phones real quick, but I got to get to a text someone said. They said, why should I tip you if you're getting paid for what you're doing? It's not like you're doing me a favor. That's the job you decided to get involved in. And that's a point, right? That's the point. But let me just tell you this. If you are talking about one of those apps, and let's just say Instacart, okay? And you order something. Now, everything, the batch total will differ based on mileage, number of items, right? But say you're getting 40 items from Wegmans and you don't leave a tip. That person who's going to go in there and shop and deliver will probably only get a payout of like $10. So if you think $10 is enough for going to a grocery store, going and finding 40 items, bagging them, putting them in your car and driving them to you, then fine. But I think that's a job that's mostly based off tips, just like your pizza delivery guy. That job is based more off tips. Your waiter, waitress, based off tips, right? Most of the money that person's going to bring in will be on tips, will not be on their minimum wage, because I believe in New York State, yes, you can have a lower minimum wage if you worked a tip job. But let's not get into minimum wage talk because we could completely change the topic if we want to get into. Now, if the person's making $21.25 an hour, like State Senator Sean Ryan wants the minimum wage to do, well, then maybe we'll need to reopen the tip conversation because I believe my opinion would change a little bit as well. Larry in Canada. Larry, what's your take?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling in.
I get Chinese food because they don't have too many of them over here in Canada. I don't know what happened. But anyway, when I order Chinese food, it comes approximately, takes about 2 miles, maybe 3 miles at the most, to come from, let's say, Niagara Falls to where I live. They charge me $15. Now, if that delivery man, which is always brings cold food because he's probably waiting for the other three orders in the same area. Now he's getting 3 times 15, right? I mean, he's in the same area and the guy's going to come, he's going to make $45 on deliveries.
Well, he's not getting
everything
all that. He's not making that entire 15.
Who's not?
The driver.
No, I didn't say the driver. I said, but the business is making.
Oh, yes.
That.
Yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, so he's got $45 within a few block area where he's coming from because he's got all the orders, in the back of his car. Well, that's $45. It doesn't cost $45 to come from where that is to my house. It might cost $5, maybe a little bit more because the gases are all crooks, but that's another story for another day.
Yes, it is.
Not to be, but so when he comes here, he's going to grab me for, with all respect, that should be part of the business's pickup on that delivery money. When he comes here, I'm going to pay 15 on top. The food is cold.
You know,
now you want me to give you a tip?
Larry, I will comment on that. I have seen DoorDash drivers, some of these, you know, gig workers, as you call them, gig workers, Instacart, Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, they drive some very nice cars, right? And if you do that all day, every day, and you devote like 12, 15 hours to doing that, you could make some really nice money and drive some real nice cars. But I have noticed people my age and people younger who deliver for these apps. And you see them, you know, I always try to wear what I wear here. Rich, I don't dress up to go here, but, you know, I've got a pair of jeans on and a hoodie. That's what I try to deliver in, right? So I don't know. Some people, you know, they just roll out of bed, go in their car, and start delivering. But, you know, we have a lot of people who will roll out of bed in their pajamas and just go start walking around and doing their daily activities. But I will say this, because that is another thing. You have a service charge, right? A lot of these places charge a service charge. And I don't have the answer of where that money's going, but it's not all going to the driver. You just have to realize that. It's not all going to the driver. My point is, if you don't want a tip, because you have to realize, and I get Larry's point, the food's being cold. Now, if the food's cold, obviously you can deduct the tip, right? Because you look at me, if someone ordered something from me and I was delivering it, I have heater bags, I have heater boxes for pizza, I have heated seats, and I will everything to make sure that food is still warm. But if your food's cold, that's obviously an excuse to deduct a tip, right? Also, lack of communication, I think, is a way to deduct a tip. If an order is running late, I always text the person, hey, I'm sorry, we're running a little behind here. We'll have your food to you as soon as possible. I think that's easy to do. It's quick. It's all through the app. But yeah, I think there are definitely excuses or reasons to deduct your tip. I do agree with that, right? And I think cold food is one of them. But if the driver gets it there in a timely fashion and they're dressed like they just got out of bed, your food's still there on time, right? It's warm. I think you still tip them. I think you still leave the normal tip. That's me. I'm also the kind of person that will say, hey, just leave it at the door. Not because I don't want to have the interaction, because I don't want to hold this driver up with my food when I know they probably have other orders in their car. So I think most people say leave at my door because they don't want to have a conversation with somebody. I say leave at my door because I don't want this driver to wait there while I have to come down the stairs, open the door for them. Leave the food, go make more money. You know what I mean? Go make as much money as you can, man. That's my motto. But so I see the cold food thing, definitely a reason, in my opinion, to deduct the tip. Everything else, Larry, I don't. If the food's there in a timely fashion and it's warm and hasn't been open, or you know, you could also say this: if you want warm food for takeout, just go pick it up. Just go get it yourself. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone said. And I want to make sure I get all these, because we're also asking you, who do you tip and who do you not tip? And this person said, honest question, are we supposed to tip the people who are delivering your furniture? We already paid $200 to have it delivered. And that's a good question. I found myself in this situation last September, or two Septembers ago, 2021, when we moved into our apartment and we had our new furniture delivered. And I'm sitting there and I go, do I deliver to these? Or do I pay? Do I tip these guys? They've done a really good job. It was really quick. I was sitting there watching, it was the day William Shatner was going up in space. So I was watching Will Shatner in space. Do I tip these guys? But I didn't want the awkwardness, right? I'm cheap, but I like to avoid being awkward even more than my cheapness. So I just said, hey, do you guys have a Zelle? They gave me their Zelle code, and I tipped them because I didn't want the awkwardness of me not tipping them as they walk away. But I don't know, because I don't know who that to. That's another thing. Who's that $200 go to? Now, I realize it's not our fault that a company is charging a service charge and the driver's not getting all of that. Yes, but it is a service. And if I can tip just a little bit to the people knowing, hey, they're going to be able to keep it, for me, that's enough. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. That's the number. Another texter says, how are we supposed to know how much a person is making? Should I be tipping the Amazon driver? That's another question. But I think of the Amazon driver like FedEx and UPS, right? They're just leaving it and on their way. Certain professions, yeah, the furniture, AAA. Do you tip AAA when they come and pick up your car? Now, I don't know, so I do, right? Especially if it's a situation where I have to drive with them, I'll leave them a tip just because I want to avoid that awkwardness. Like I said, people are getting mad at me now, but there are definitely reasons to take away from the tip, right? Go back to Larry's situation. If the food's cold, I believe, yes, you should probably deduct the tip. But if the food's there on time, if the food's warm, if there were no issues, I think everything else is kind of doesn't matter, right? You got your food. The bag obviously wasn't tampered with. It's warm. For food delivery, I think that's very simple. For grocery delivery, you know, the bags weren't ripped. Were the bags properly bagged? Now, sometimes that's not on the driver if you go through the lane with a cashier, but also, and I'm not trying to say that I'm the standard, but I will, you know, unpack and repack bags that I think were bagged wrong because I don't want that to be docked on my account, right? I don't want someone giving me 3 stars when I think I did a 5-star job. So it's interesting, right? And I think now with all these added measures of, oh, you should tip this, you should tip that. And when you go to a place that you weren't expecting a tip and they flip that pad around asking for a tip, it kind of puts everything in question. And again, it gives tipping a bad name. Because now, and I'll go back, and no offense to the, you know, always the nicest people working the concession stands. So I hope you're not mad at me for going after the concession. It's the one I can think of right now that, in my opinion, is just ridiculous. But I hope you don't hate me. I hope you're not mad at me because the people at the concession stands, especially at the stadium, are just some of the funnest people, right? We've had some great conversations. So I hope you're not mad at me. Hope you don't take it out on me next season. But it is ridiculous. Like, I've waited in line for 20 minutes, right? I've went and picked my own beverage out of the cooler or beverages out of the cooler, and I handed them to you. I put my card in. What am I tipping? And I think when people see that, again, it gives tipping a bad name and it makes people question everything. But I think something will always be true. Now, watch, I say this, and next thing you know, robots will be delivering pizza like that. You remember Domino's did that, where they had a self-driving delivery car. I don't think that really took off because you don't see much about it. But until we get to that point, I think if you're going out to dinner, your waiter, your waitress, I think you tip, right? Now, you know, if they did an awful job, if they spilled your dinner in your lap, right? Okay, maybe there's reasons to take away from that tip. But I think going in, that's a tip, right? I think a delivery driver that's delivering anything, groceries, food, that's a tip. Now, again, your food's cold, you're missing something, it looked like something was dropped. You got delivery groceries and 10 of the 12 eggs were broken. Obviously, there's reasons to take away from the tip. Yes. I'm not saying blindly everyone should be tipped. People do an awful job, right? There was the DoorDash driver who got arrested on his way to a delivery. The cops finished the delivery. Should that DoorDash driver get a tip? Probably not. Right? Probably not. There was a time where we ordered breakfast. We were in a celebratory mood. I forgot what we were celebrating. And we had breakfast delivered to our apartment, right? And someone had spilled half of the coffee on the bag. Well, that's a reason to take away from the tip, right? I'd like my beverage and my food to not be combined before I eat it. So that was an obvious reason to deduct the tip. And everyone makes mistakes. You know, I have done some stupid things. I've delivered the wrong groceries to the wrong house. We've all made mistakes. And, you know, those people deduct their tip from me. Obviously, I didn't deserve to be tipped. I'm an idiot and I went to the wrong house. That's on me. What would you be tipping for? Oh, I had to go find my groceries. No, of course. So I don't want people to think that I'm saying you should blindly tip people. No, of course not. But if your goal was to get a hot meal delivered to you, and a hot meal was delivered to you, I don't think there should be any, unless a hot meal was delivered to you and was untampered with, then I don't think you don't have a reason to deduct the tip. That's kind of the point I'm getting to. So, always an interesting discussion, and I think now that there's just this default program, it seems a lot of these businesses have this default program that when you sign for a credit card in this cashless society, when you sign for a credit card, you're automatically asked how much of a tip you want to leave. And I think that just has people questioning everything. And again, it gives tipping a bad name. But hopefully, if you're going to order groceries or food today, or tomorrow, or whenever, hopefully you get great service and you can leave a tip. And if you're ordering groceries this afternoon, maybe you'll have your own Joe Beamer walking up the stairs with your groceries. Who knows? But it is Dingus Day. Whatever you're doing, hope you're able to enjoy Dingus Day. Hope you, whatever your goal is today, hopefully you achieve it and are able to celebrate. Now, earlier I had said, you know, why are people not asking tomorrow off? And someone explained to me, Joe, you start festivities early, and then after a big meal, you are asleep before 7. So that makes sense. Okay, now I understand why people take today off instead of tomorrow. Look at the 34 years of asking that question, and someone put some clarity there. I appreciate that. Obviously, we have a packed day for you. David Bellavia is here. He'll be on the air after the Randy Bushover news. And then Tom Bowerly is here, 2 to 6. And then Tom Puckett's evening news. So a full morning and afternoon of live Buffalo programming that you have come to know and love. And hopefully whatever it is you're doing, festivities, maybe you're still working today, you will take WBEN with you. And don't forget, if you're not in the car and you need your good friend WBEN on your side, you can always listen to us on the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Download the app, favorite WBEN. Not only will you be able to listen to us all day, every day, you can rewind the last 24 hours. You can listen to podcasts, on-demand audio. And if you favorite us, you'll get all of our news alerts. So anytime a story breaks here in Buffalo or around the world, you will get the alert from News Radio 930 WBEN. How great is that? Like I said, David Bellavia is next, and then Tom Bowerly. I want to thank you for joining me this morning with your lot of texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Very thankful that you tuned in and interacted with the show. We'll be back together tomorrow. Brian will be here, so it will be BMAZ and Beamer. And yes, we will start the conversation with air conditioner talk, because I'm sure he will appreciate that. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 9. David's next on WBEN.